Glad to have you with us. Michael Holton alongside Adam Bjarnason. We are pinch hitting tonight. The tip-off for tonight, as presented by Standard TV and Appliance. Here's what we got on the show tonight. Blazers head coach Terry Stotts coming up at 6:15. Then, of course, the radio host for the Trail Blazers, Mr. Boom Shakalaka himself, Brian Wheeler. Not surprisingly, he is also back there in Washington, D.C. And as always, if you've got a question out on Twitter and you'd like to ask Wheels and or Coach Stotts, you can do that by using the hashtag TBCourtside. Michael, how are you?
I'm outstanding.
Always good to see you because we see each other nightly, it seems like.
Hey, it's good to be seen.
Trailblazers, by the way, along this big 7-game road trip right now. And, you know, an opportunity tomorrow against an 0-12 Washington Wizards team. Certainly we'll get into some more thought on that. But just your general thinking on this road trip now.
Well, I just think that road trips, the first long road trip of the season, presents a lot of opportunities for teams to figure some things out, spend more time together, and bond on and off the floor. And when you're playing a team that's 0-12, you obviously feel good about what you can do on the floor, but at the same time, you know, you got to stay really focused because they have millionaires too.
Did you get an opportunity to watch the Civil War over the weekend?
I did watch the Civil War.
A lot of people lost bets during the Civil War, and mainly, how about our audio guy, Corey Griffin?
Oh,
diehard Beaver, and I guess he had that on for about 20 minutes before he peeled it off. He couldn't take it anymore, but that was the payoff because John Curry, Blazers Cam 4 on Twitter, by the way, he lost the bet to Curry.
Yeah, that's rough right there. I mean, if I had to put on a USC shirt, that would be bad news.
you might be putting on a Cal Poly shirt because they lost to the Mustangs the other night.
And you seem to enjoy reminding me of that.
You know, until they play again, right? All right, this reminder, everyone, also a very busy weekend ahead on Comcast SportsNet. These are all the games in the high school ranks that are going to be going on. A couple of them that will be live. That's Baker North Bend. That's a Battle of the Bulldogs. And then Sherwood and Marist, the other ones, live to tape, as we like to say. All right, Trailblazers courtside just underway on the other end. We will jump into this a little bit further, and we will talk to head coach Terry Stotts. We'll do that when we return right after this.
Here's Lillard dribbling right, turns the corner, lob pass, hits it, jams it. Boom, chakalaka.
Lillard.
Hicks, a nice feed to Batum on the baseline.
Good long defender on it.
Batum for three at the angle. Gone! Nice pass, Aldridge to Hicks and dunks it.
Thank you, Mr. Shonley. Welcome inside, everyone. This Tuesday, it is Adam Bjarnason and Michael Holton with you, your usual suspects. This time, you know, you do a lot of firsts in life. You learn how to walk first. You ride a bike for the first time. You get your first kiss. This is my first time hosting Trailblazers Courtside. I feel like I'm now finally part of the Trailblazer family, entire broadcast family.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. It is great to be here, Michael. As we kind of look ahead, and we've, you know, kind of talked about it first in the very, very first segment about this long Blazers road trip, an 0-12 Wizards team awaits. The Trailblazers get out there. What's the mindset of a team that is going into a game against an 0-12 team?
Well, you're not playing a record. You're playing a team. Mm-hmm. And so the Blazers aren't going to show up feeling any less focused or prepared because they're playing an 0-12 team. They're going to be businesslike. The preparation is going to be consistent. And you're going to go in, and if anything, you're going to be a little more concerned because they're going to beat somebody.
Yeah.
You just don't want it to be you.
You don't want that first one to come against you, no. And we're going to talk to head coach Terry Stotts coming up here in just a little bit. We will ask him the preparation because they were out in D.C. today practicing, so we'll do that. So many different ways to take part on this show. Of course, this is on the TV side. We're on Comcast Sportsnet as well as on the radio side, Trailblazers Radio Network, and then along trailblazers.com. So we welcome all the viewers that are checking out there. And hashtag TB Courtside. We got to get that. I found a shirt that I wanted to show you, Michael, because we got to get you more active. My wife bought me this shirt a while ago. It says, I'm a big deal on Twitter. And then I didn't become a big deal on Twitter, but we need to get you to be a big deal on Twitter again.
Okay. Can I be a big deal on Twitter without wearing the shirt?
You most certainly can. Well, I've been a longtime viewer and a longtime listener of this show. now, you know, I actually get to partake in it, and I get to shoot hoops with you, I think, later on.
Okay. So I'm going to put myself out there a little bit. So
yeah,
I probably should be more active on Twitter.
Right, right.
Because during games, I'm in the huddle, and there's something that I think the Blazer Nation would like to know about the play that's coming up.
Yeah.
But I just can't tweet it right then.
Yeah.
I feel like I got to keep my eyes on the game, so I'm just not quick enough on the draw.
I think it's more about the Holtonisms over time that people are going to be wowed by.
Yeah, but if they have them too much, then they get diluted.
Yeah, that's why you don't send them out that often. You come up with new ones all the time. It never amazes me. All right, let's do a quick evaluation, you and I, before we bring on Coach Stotts here in about 7 or 8 minutes. Quick evaluation, the first 3 weeks of the season, now in the books, the Trailblazers stand at 6 wins, 8 losses. Kind of about where we probably thought this team would be right about now. Wouldn't you guess that?
Yeah, I don't know if I had projected, you know, wins and losses, but there are some things that I've evaluated through these 14 games. The team can score.
Yeah, right.
I mean, a lot of offensive weapons, particularly at the wing positions. Batum, Wesley Matthews, Damian Lillard is the real deal. And so there are some things that you know you're going to have every night. LaMarcus is an all-star, and he still plays all-star level basketball. But what has been the least consistent part of the performance so far of this Trailblazer team has been the defensive end. I mean, they've experimented with zone. They've played man-to-man in the post. They've done some different things. I don't think they've really settled into a defensive identity quite yet.
The NBA.com has a great little, I don't know, sidebar segment that they do, and it's called the Rookie Ladder. And it's really, really nice. I'd encourage all you Blazer fans to get out there and take a look at it because it is on there. It's a very simple spot to go to. It's NBA.com/rookie. I think it's hyphen ladder. And Damian Lillard's been at the top, to no one's surprise. Last night, a little bit of a hiccup in his shooting game, 4 of 18 last night. That, to us, is just a blip on the radar of how good and how great this young man has performed so far this season.
Yeah, because he's been consistently aggressive
right.
in terms of his confidence and his composure. And you usually don't get that in a rookie. You have some dips. And I thought the last game was a game, if Damian Lillard was going to show any cracks in his armor, it would have come on a 4-for-18 night. But he stayed consistent. You wouldn't have known if you tuned in the third quarter that he was 4-for-18 or that he missed his first 9.
That's how you shoot your way out of a slump, right? By keep taking shots if you're a playmaker.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep playing the game. And that's what I like about Damian Lillard. And this trip, I think, is going to be really good for his development. I mean, he's already playing at a high level, but he's going to come back off this trip having learned some things about the association.
You had mentioned the Trailblazers and on the defensive side as we take a look at what Damian has accomplished so far this season, 19.1 points a game. That's right up there in the top 15 in the league, Michael. That is saying a lot about him. But the Trailblazers defensively, 108 points in the paint by the opposition in the last two games. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and think that defense had to have been part of today's practice out there in D.C., right?
Yeah, and I look forward to talking to Coach Stotts about that because, you know, you have a limited amount of on-the-floor practice opportunity once the season starts in general, and then probably less so when you're on the road.
From a coaching standpoint, how would you kind of gear up and talk to your players and try to get their attention, especially with a young team like the Trailblazers right now? I mean, is it something where you just eventually let their game will kind of take over, or is this something that is, you know, part of a bigger problem?
No, this is not a let type environment. You got to lead. You got to teach. And the couple of words that come to mind is we heard Caleb Canales last year say film and correction a lot because you spend a lot of time in front of video with your players in terms of trying to correct and point things out. And professional athletes are very visual. And when they see something, they get it at a different level. They already know it. I mean, they've been playing this game a long time. But when you see it being – the team scheme and what other teams are doing to you effectively.
All right. Well, this is my maiden journey on Trailblazers courtside. I am vastly looking forward to playing you in hoops one-on-one. We're going to take our first time out when we return. Trailblazers head coach Terry Stotts will be joining us from our nation's capital. We'll do that. And Brian Wheeler coming up later in the show. Trailblazers courtside continuing right here along the Trailblazers Radio Network, Comcast Sportsnet, and, of course, Trailblazers.com. Back right after this. Okay. Looking for a great gift for the Trailblazer fan in your life this holiday season? Then give the gift of basketball with a Trailblazers ticket gift card. Your gift card can be redeemed for any regular season game and any available seat in the Rose Garden. Call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com today and finish up your holiday shopping without getting out of your seat. A great idea. You know what else is a great idea? To talk to the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. That would be Coach Terry Stotts, who joins us live right now from our nation's capital back in D.C. And Coach Stotts, thanks for the time tonight. Two down. You've got five to play on this long, grueling road trip. Tell me, kind of take us behind the curtains a little bit. And on a day off like today, do you have something that's on your personal agenda? Do you like to get away from the game, go out, see a movie? Or are you all about just breaking down some game tape and showing it to the guys?
Well, you know, we had a – We try and stay on Portland on Pacific time, so our day is kind of late. We had a 1:30 meeting with the team, and we went to the arena and watched video and had practice. So we didn't get back to the hotel until about 4:30, 5 o'clock, probably about 5 o'clock. So our day was pretty full at the beginning, you know, and once you get back to the hotel, you know, you get out, go grab a bite to eat. You know, I like catching a movie if I can, but it's it's not always convenient. So you just kind of, whatever city, different cities have different opportunities, but it's kind of a city by city, and depending on my demeanor, after losing two in a row, I'm not much in the mood to go out.
Coach, that's certainly understandable. Coach, when you're on the road like this and your team is kind of captive, if you will, can you kind of walk us through a little bit of how much of your time in game planning and looking back at a game and looking forward to the next game is spent actually on the floor and how much time is spent maybe looking at video and having conversations off the floor?
Well, I think a lot of it is video. You know, we're playing five games in seven nights, and, you know, it's difficult to, especially with the starters, the guys who are playing minutes, to get a lot done on the floor. For example, what we did today is we watched last night's game, all the defense, and we have to be able to learn from watching video, and it's good for the young players especially to see themselves on the screen and to ask questions and to show what is what we want and what we don't want. And then on the court, the things that we get done on the court aren't particularly grueling by any means, but you know, going through our offensive sets and 5-on-0 and just reviewing some of the things. So there are opportunities to learn without it necessarily being, a grinded-out practice.
Coach, you guys play an 0-12 team tomorrow in the Washington Wizards. I know that there's a lot of pub for this game alone because of the Wizards. With each loss that they keep getting, it makes it bigger and bigger and becomes a bigger national story. That can be a scary game tomorrow, can't it? Because nobody wants to be that first team. Just tell us right now what the mindset of your team is right now.
Well, there's no question. Our players, we're all aware of what Washington's going through, and they've had some tough losses. And, you know, certainly we don't want to be the ones to break the streak. And our players are aware of it. We're aware of it. And as much of that is a concern for us, more of a concern for us is how we play, how we defend, and how we improve as a team. So I really think if we learn from the last two games and get back on track, the win will take care of itself. But it's, as a coach, you really are more concerned about your team, both as individually and collectively, and then you go from there. And certainly we'll be prepared for the Wizards, but we all know what's at stake as well.
Coach, there's a few things that have stood out to me this young season so far. One of them is your team has a lot of offensive weapons. I mean, you got guys that can go for 20-plus every night. Three or four guys can go for big numbers on the same night. On the defensive side of the ball, the team has been a little less consistent and probably hasn't declared an identity yet. The question I want to ask you is, what would be the team's desired identity in your mind on the defensive end?
Well, first of all, you're being kind. you're being kind in our description of our defense.
He has a way of doing that, Coach.
And I appreciate that. You know, Michael, I know you're in our huddles, and I know you're listening to everything I say at the home game. But, Not to make excuses for our teams, we're a young team. And you look at some of the younger teams in the league, New Orleans and Cleveland, for example, they're very young teams, and they're at the bottom of the league in defensive efficiency. And, you know, that's one of the challenges of a young team is to develop not only a defensive identity, but also consistency. And the things that we need to do, our biggest problem defensively has been defending the paint, defending the rim, and how teams have been getting there are a multitude of reasons, you know, whether it's pick and roll or transition or one-on-one. But we have to, our identity as a help team, whether it's our big guys or our perimeter guys, that's the thing that's got to, we have to establish. And when we develop that, we'll get better individually. But really our identity has to come as a team, defensive team. And when I look, you know, I've been in the league for a long time, and when I look at the San Antonio Spurs over the years and the Pat Riley teams, those teams certainly defended well individually, but their identity was as a defensive team, and that's where we're going.
Coach, I know that Nick Batum battled a little bit of a head cold over the last few games. I know, you know, offensively hasn't really been what he had been the prior 2 weeks or whatever. But the last three games, averaging just 9 points right now for Nick, I know you rely so heavily on that offense of the first five guys in that offense. Is there cause for concern with Nick right now, or is it just solely due to that head cold that he had?
Well, you know, we need Nick to be an offensive presence, and whether it's as a facilitator or as a scorer. You know, I've said this, whether it pertains to our bench or our starters, is that we want to play well, and I think too many times we define a player's performance by how well he shot the ball. And, you know, we want Nick to be aggressive. I talked to him today about it. I want him to expand his game as a not only just a catch-and-shoot player, but as a pick-and-roll player, a facilitator, post-up. And, you know, he's had some games where he hasn't scored that well, but my main concern with Nick is that he remains aggressive. He's a type of player that can be involved without having plays run for him because the ball will find him. And I don't think it's necessarily a cause for concern, but obviously, you know, we need Nick to be a contributor at the offensive end.
Blazers head coach Terry Stotts joining us live right now via phone in Washington, D.C. You had to like, Coach, what you got out of Will Barton last night, 12 points off that bench. And I know the bench has always been a subject of every one of your practices. 12 points for Will. Did he make himself part of a rotation, perhaps, you know, in the future games here on this road trip?
Well, to be honest, Will's been part of the rotation for the last few games. You know, he's gotten in the first half of every game. And, you know, last game was he played a very good first half. You know, he was aggressive scoring. He didn't he showed a variety of things, whether it was driving or shooting. And, you know, we're certainly looking forward to that growth. And, you know, it's good to see him have a good game, and there's going to be some inconsistency along the way with him. But, you know, he's along with the other young players who develop, and because he played well last night, you know, he was able to get in the second half and get a second shot at it. So you like to see progress with young players, whether it's Myers or Victor or Joel, and, you know, Will will continue to get his opportunities.
Coach, when you're on a trip like this and you're talking about young players, rookies getting their opportunity, this is their opportunity for a first extended road trip. Does veteran leadership come into play at all in any unique way when you take a first extended trip like this, trying to teach the young guys a little bit of the ropes about the business?
Well, I think it does. And we're really fortunate to have some quality veterans, you know, like Jared Jeffries and Ronnie Price and LaMarcus, for that matter. They're, you know, we've got good veterans. For a team with young players, they not only they help them on the court, but they help them off the court. And that they're doing the right things, taking care of their bodies, and doing the right things on the road. Because, you know, obviously young guys can do different things on the road, and you want them to enjoy themselves, be professional.
Coach, lastly, let me ask you just the play of Damian Lillard right now. He has been just sensational, obviously, in the first month of the season. The things that he has performed out on the floor during games, has he been even a little bit eye-opening to you as the head coach?
Not really. You know, I having gotten to know Damian a little bit more over the course of the last couple months, he really doesn't surprise me. He's such a quality young man, and he's a pro already. You know, he wants to be good. He wants to learn from his mistakes. He takes the challenges every night, and you know, he struggled shooting the ball last night, but he kept playing and tried to do what he could. And you know, you like to see that in a young player. And so, I can't say that necessarily I'm surprised. But I'm certainly pleased by his approach and his demeanor.
Rookie leader in almost all categories, Damian Lillard. And Coach Stotts, thank you so much for your time tonight. I'm sure we'll be catching up with you tomorrow when you guys take on those Wizards, hoping we get win number one on this long seven-game road trip. Coach, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
All right. We'll talk to you again real soon. And time for us to take another timeout right here on Trailblazers Courtside. Adam Bjarnson, Michael Holton with you tonight. We will have Brian Wheeler coming up here in a few minutes. We will talk to him, the radio voice of your Trailblazers. Gorgeous Tuesday night out here in the Rose City. We're back with more right here on Comcast Sportsnet right after this. Adam Bjarnson, Michael Holton with you, Trailblazers Courtside. That is Katie Hanna, by the way. She's a Beaver fan. She also lost a bet when the Beavers lost to the Ducks 48-24 in the 116th Civil War. She just wrote out on Twitter just a few minutes ago, too, says, who knew that losing a bet would get me on TV? Ha ha. And, of course, she used the hashtag TV Courtside. So anytime you can do that and use TV Courtside, we'll mention you. We'll get you on the air. And we'll have Brian Wheeler coming up here in just a few minutes. But to recap what Coach Terry Stotts just said, basically in the last segment, he said a lot of great things, Michael. What stood out to you most in that interview?
Well, his comments about the defense. Mm-hmm. You know, when I asked him about his team's defensive identity, his team's desired defensive identity, he talked about the help side. He talked about San Antonio and the good Pat Riley coach teams, how they're off the ball defense. And Nate McMillan would always talk about keeping the paint tight. And so what Terry Stotts is saying is that the breakdown is not as much on the ball as it is that next line of defense that's allowing the opposition to get all the way to the rim, all the way to the paint. And so that's the bad news. But the good news is that's something that you can correct with video. You can show your guys what that looks like and where their positioning should be.
These guys have all played the game for so long. They know the game well. It's just trying to build that chemistry. Hey, we've got 8 new players on this team this year. A lot of teams are going through this with a lot of turnover. That's got to be part of the equation here totally as well, defensive breakdowns, because more than half the guys that are in your rotation are brand new to this team.
Well, in any new relationship, trust is important.
A Holtonism. Thank you.
And trust off the ball. I mean, if I come to help you, then I've got to know that somebody's going to help the helper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you call it, some coaches call it fill in sync. Mm-hmm. Some coaches call it V-back. Some coaches call it or refer to it as getting to the level of the ball. But however you describe it, you have to be a pack of wolves. You have to have a 5-on-1 mentality to start eliminating the opposition's opportunity to get to your bucket.
He also said some good things about Will Barton, too, and which I thought was great. He said, yes, he has been a part of the rotation. He just hasn't been putting up these type of numbers in the first unit or in the first half, but says the first half earns him more in the second half.
Yeah,
right?
He did kind of mention it kind of like, you know, there's a reason you hadn't noticed. It hadn't been noticeable yet.
Right.
But, you know, as this bench evolves and develops, there's a lot of opportunity for players coming off this Trailblazer bench. You know, this bench is really still in search of a consistent score, whether that's going to be Myers Leonard or whether that's going to be Will Barton or Sasha Pavlovic. There is an opportunity for somebody off this bench. And I think right now what I'm hearing in Coach Stotts' voice is that Will Barton's number's being called.
And he also did say he was not too surprised at what he has seen so far out of Damian Lillard. I mean, this is what the coach has expected to see. I mean, to me, that says that, hey, boy, if this guy was the sixth pick or the number one or the 15th pick, they got their guy.
Yeah, I love it about pro coaches because they're not real comfortable with praise early, and particularly praise when you're not winning or winning big or winning championships or in the big picture conversation. And then Terry Stotts has been around some pretty good players.
Right.
I mean, so he's providing Damian Lillard with some leadership and guidance, and he's going to keep his foot on the gas and to achieve that.
Our TV producer on the Toyota Trailblazers tip-off, of course, Albert Hensley, sent us this nice little nugget that I wanted to share. He said, Sam Amico on FoxSports.com's Week 5 Power Rankings wrote this about the Trailblazers. Quote, if rankings were based on promise and athleticism, the Blazers would be in the top 10. Watch out if they ever get it together on a consistent basis, unquote. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, the Trailblazers are a team that, on one end of the floor, are as good as anybody. I mean, offensively, when they're getting up and down with Wesley Matthews and Batum can finish and LaMarcus, when the defense is spread and not set, and Damian Lillard in pick and roll situations, and Myers Leonard blocking shots, changing shots, J.J. Hickson's energy, effort, and enthusiasm. There's a lot of ingredients in that bowl.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, when they're in sync, obviously that top five, or the starting five for the Trailblazers is number one in the league in scoring, if I'm not mistaken. They think they still hold that title. All right, time to take another time out. When we return, Mr. Boom Shakalaka. Brian Wheeler is going to be joining us from D.C. Well, you know, he's a big movie buff, so we're going to have to ask him if there are any great movies that are out there. My wife keeps telling me we've got a list of five movies we got to go see. I don't got time for that. Shockingly, I was just told by the captain, he's just getting out of a movie right now.
Well, I need a review.
Okay, we'll do that when we return right after this. Trailblazers courtside. Beautiful, clear night here in the Rose City. Welcome back inside Trailblazers Courtside. Adam Bjornson, Michael Holton with you. Help Jiffy Lube drive away hunger by supporting the Oregon Food Bank. Join Blaze on Saturday, December 15th from 11 a.m. to noon at the Jiffy Lube located at 11150 Southwest Beaverton Hillsdale Highway. Of course, that would be out in Beaverton. Okay, you know what? It's Albert Hensley. We had just talked about him in the last segment about giving us that great little nugget from Sam Amico. And what does he do? What do we find out? We find out it's his birthday. Happy birthday to our producer on the Toyota Trailblazers tip-off, the and Trailblazers overtime, and the McDonald's halftime report as well. So thank you so much to Albert Hensley, and hope you're having a good day out there. Okay, let's head back out to D.C. Would you like to do that?
Yep.
I know you would. All right, let's go out there and talk to the voice of your Portland Trailblazers on the radio end of things. That, of course, Brian Wheeler. And Wheels, you, from what I understand, you just got out of a movie. We just teased the fact that you're a big movie buff. We're going to have to get the latest and greatest movies, and you just got out of a flick. What did you see, my friend?
Yeah, AB and Coach Holton, I went with my fellow broadcasters, Antonio Harvey and Mike Rice, to see Flight, the Denzel Washington movie, and very good. I mean, Denzel is, you could probably argue, the best actor going today, and another terrific movie for him, and I think well worth seeing if somebody hasn't had the chance yet. It's one of the better holiday movies I've seen so far. A lot of good ones still to come out, but I would recommend it wholeheartedly. Very good.
Does it come with the Brian Wheeler guarantee?
Yes, you know, and I've given that guarantee a little more in heartier ways, so there's no, but I would say I'd give it a three-quarters Brian Wheeler guarantee. Let's put it that way.
Okay, all right.
So what, did Barrett stand you guys up then? What, 3 out of 4 ain't bad, but where was Barrett tonight?
You know, MB sometimes he gets a little sheltered on the road sometimes. Yeah, he'll tell me other times, he'll say, hey, I'd like to go out, and then I invite him, and then sometimes he'll find other things to do. You know, he's a homebody. I think he'd be very happy if we could play 82 games at home. He loves Portland, loves Albany, loves the greater Oregon area that, you know, he's grown up and lived in. And I think some of us are a little more adventurous. He's also more of the touristy type, so he probably is more of a daytime, go get the cultural experience in, you know, in a various city, but you know, I'm a little bit more of a night owl, so if I was for me to experience the nightlife in our cities.
So if I was on the road with you guys, I'd be with MB.
You probably would, Coach. Well, you probably would. You know, and I probably need a little more of that, and he probably needs a little bit.
Yeah, right.
What we're really missing is the fact with the NHL and its lockout situation. You know, a lot of these cities, in fact, the ones we have off nights in on this trip, Washington, Boston, Charlotte. I mean, these are places that, you know, would have hockey teams. I was really disappointed to look at that the Carolina Panthers are not home on Sunday when we're there. So I talked to Terry Stotts last night and said, you know, hey, in the past, Phil Jackson has done some things about planning, you know, stuff for his teams and long trips, giving them books and whatever. I said, you know, have you thought of doing something? And he said, eh, you know, he said, yeah, I wasn't sure I was going to do something. But then the more we talked about it, when I left the room, I reported a game last night. He called in athletic trainer Jay Jensen, and I think they were talking about maybe some kind of a group outing for the team on Sunday, which he thinks is the best chance to do that. So we could see something like that. But I think you see individual guys take advantage of the nights off. In fact, as I'm sitting here in the hotel lobby, just saw assistant coach Kim Hughes come in with Myers Leonard, and Kim has kind of been Myers' mentor from the start of training camp anyway. So I think you find these are the valuable connections that the guys make, and then hopefully, you know, maybe they'll make a group connection at some point before the trip's over, too.
Always enamored with life on the road in NBA cities. But so sounds like D.C. is treating you guys fairly well right now, Wheels. How is the media in D.C. treating those Washington Wizards? What is the hubbub back there in the nation's capital?
Yeah, I think part of the problem with not having the hockey team playing is they get the focus of the winter sport right now. Certainly the Redskins are getting some attention, but when you get this time during the week and the Redskins aren't playing a football game yet, it's a little disappointing. You'd like to say, you know, that the Wizards haven't been through anything like this, but in point of fact, they were through this last season. So, in fact, I believe I read today they're only the second team in NBA history, and this is really doing some digging, only the second team in NBA history that lost the first 8 games of one season and followed it up by losing the first 12 of the next season. So, kind of one of those, you know, marks you don't want to be known for. But they were 1-12 after 13 games last season. We hope they're not going to be 1-12 after 13 games this season, but they're struggling a bit, and talking to some of their people before Blazers practice today, they said, you know, it'd be different if you were 3-9. You could say, hey, we've been without our best player, John Wall, and, you know, we got some things to build on. And certainly they've become close to winning some games, but really had their worst performance of the season last night. San Antonio, a good veteran team, just came into the Verizon Center and took them out from the get-go. So they're at probably a low point right now, and that means they're kind of dangerous because obviously the odds are they're not going to go 0-82, and you just hope that they don't get that first one against the Blazers tomorrow night. But as I've found through the years, and Coach Holden could speak to this more, being a primetime athlete as he has been, the fear of embarrassment is sometimes a very powerful motivator. And so I have a feeling that the Blazers, if nothing else, are looking at it as, look, they are going to get one eventually. We just don't want it to be against us tomorrow night.
Yeah, but you know, that fear of embarrassment, the problem with it, Wills, is it only happens after the game has started and all of a sudden the other team wakes up. Because the anatomy of an upset begins when the underdog starts to believe they can win. And so if that's when your fear of embarrassment kicks in, it can be too late.
Yeah, you don't want it to happen then. I mean, so I hope the fear of embarrassment is going on right now. The Blazers are saying, look, you know, hopefully we're motivated because we haven't won a game on this road trip yet. But if we needed any extra motivation, let's make sure we're not the team that everybody's talking about tomorrow night around the country as the team that finally lost to the Washington Wizards this season.
But, you know, Wills, I'm looking at this Wizard roster, and they've got some players that can go big in terms of numbers. And I'm, you know, the Trailblazer defense, we were just talking to Coach Stotts about it and where he wants to go with that in terms of the help defense, kind of keeping the ball from when it does break down the initial defense, not getting all the way to the paint or to the rim. You know, guys like Crawford are very creative with the ball and very aggressive as a scorer. And so what happens with an 0-12 team is guys tend to start to go one-on-one, and those are dangerous and difficult guys to guard.
Yeah, there's no question. And, you know, it's a situation where I thought, I don't know if Coach Stotts repeated it, but at the end of practice today, I thought he, in a very short, astute statement, said a lot. He said to his team, listen, we find ways to score. I mean, sometimes we don't always look pretty when doing it, but we had 101 points last night. And we don't always, you know, execute offensively in a perfect manner, but we find ways to score. We have got to figure out ways to get things done on a more consistent basis at the other end of the floor. So I think he's really happy with the way his club played defensively against Minnesota. I think he probably was pretty happy with the way things went for at least a half, maybe even three quarters against Brooklyn. But without question, there was a lot to, not to like. I mean, when you give up again, the highest number of points that a team has scored all season long, and they came in 25th in the league in offense, this was the case for last night, and you allow them to shoot for only the third time this season, over 50% from the field. Those are some things that, you know, you have to say. I mean, when you go into the game and you're 29th in the league in opponent field goal percentage and last in the league in defense, and the other team is 25th in offense, and you know, one thing's going to happen. Either they're not going to score much, and then maybe we're going to say, gosh, they're kind of inept offensively. Or if they do score a lot, you're going to say, gosh, that Blazer team needs to play better defense. And unfortunately, the latter is what we ended up saying when the game was over.
Wills, I believe that the human voice as a defender, in other words, talking on defense, is important on the floor because you know where your help is. But I also believe that the voice is an important defender from a defensive leadership standpoint. This team can score. If there was a voice on this team that would be that defensive leader or have the potential to be that defensive leader, who would it be?
I think without question it would be Wesley Matthews. And I was sitting with him today. He didn't practice today, and we were sitting next to each other watching practice. And J.J. Hixon came over, and they had just gotten done with a pretty lengthy film session before they got to the physical part of practice. And Hixon was a little frustrated. He probably had gotten called out maybe, you know, a couple times in the film session. And he seemed to be frustrated, maybe feeling that he wasn't the only one making mistakes or something. And Wesley, in a very good way, probably the way that a teammate can do it, maybe more so than a coach, you know, saying to him, listen, you know, you have to understand that the numbers that you put up, which, you know, look good at the end of the game, you know, aren't necessarily as important as some of the little things that you can do to help during the game. And he said, do you understand why, you know, you didn't play as many minutes as maybe you thought you should have last night? And he initially said, no. And he said, no. He goes, well, you were there. You sat there. You watched the tape. And he saw what happened. He said, you let Jason Maxfield look like he was an all-star, you know, and he's not an all-star, you know, so and he should not work you. He's bigger than you. He's more physical, but he should not outwork you. And I think he had J.J. kind of figuring out some things a little bit. And you know, it's clear that sometimes, especially with a young team, you know, and you know this having coached collegiate players, coach, that you sometimes need to, you know, show them things. You need to point it out. Maybe you hope that they realize what's happening, but sometimes maybe they don't necessarily know individually how could I have done something better to correct things. And I know Coach Stotts got through to them at the shoot-around before the Minnesota game by showing how each of them had affected the team's defense in a negative way. And so nobody could say, Jesus, at least I'm doing my job. You know, it's everybody else is not. You know, so I think it was a collective problem, and that's what I think he was trying to point out. They got the message for that particular game, but I think now they're finding out that defense isn't something that you just do every now and then. You have to do it and make a commitment to it. And it's not always, you know, flashy work. It's not always the stuff that gets you, you know, the highlights on national, you know, TV shows, but it is the stuff that helps you win games.
And certainly demanding the most from his players, that's a good sign from the head coach. Brian Wheeler, voice of your Trailblazers on the radio end of things, joining us from Washington, D.C. Wheels, thank you so much for the time tonight, my friend. Enjoy the rest of this trip, and let's go out and get a W tomorrow, all right?
Absolutely. That would make things a lot more pleasant, that's for sure. And with a young team, they can turn things around mentally and emotionally pretty quickly, too. So I think a win tomorrow would do just that. But pleasure being with you, fellas, as always.
All right. Thanks, Wheels. Appreciate it. All right. Brian Wheeler, there you have it. And we will return on Trailblazers courtside. We will get some Holtonisms out of you. I'm going to pry them out of you. And then we're going to talk about what's going to be a big day tomorrow here at the Rose Garden. You don't even know about this today.
Born in the USA.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Do that. All right. All right. Back with more Trailblazers courtside here on the radio, Blazers Radio Network, Trailblazers.com, and Comcast Sports. Finger roll.
Money.
Ooh.
One for one.
Oh,
glass.
Oh, you see the air ball?
Glass.
You know what? I'm missing. Another air ball.
A tribute to the Iceman.
In the game.
Hey, no. I shot it over.
You won easily.
Yeah.
You know what else I'm missing?
I'm a veteran.
Window.
Break it down. Windex. All right.
Michael, I'm missing a...
What are you missing?
Playoff game. Playoff. I'm missing a playoff game in Hillsborough. City League playoff game.
Tonight?
For Trailblazers courtside.
So is that hurting the team or helping the team?
Oh, it's definitely helping the team. I get about 5 minutes each half, and I am spent.
I have a playoff game Thursday night.
Do you?
Mac Club.
I played against you and your boys one time. I think it was just one time when I had the whole Holton family almost there.
At Ballas. You always bring it up.
I do bring it up because I was blown away at how good your kids were. They were still – I don't even know if they were
– They were young.
They were freshmen and sophomore, I think, in high school.
Yep.
And, man, all you would do is – all you cared about was coaching those two. It was funny. There were two other guys on your team, but you were getting them in the right position.
And that's why they don't like playing with me. They're like, come on, your dad and coach on the floor.
And your son is in Slam magazine, your oldest, right?
Yeah, he's in the December edition of Slam with Dwight Howard on the cover. I'm a proud dad.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to surprise him, but if I say it now, then somebody will tweet him, and he'll know what the surprise is going to be. But anyway, yes.
Yeah, it's a great thing, I tell you. He's one heck of a shooter, and apple not fallen far from the tree. We've asked people to use the hashtag TBCourtside, and wouldn't you know, John LaCroix is all over it.
Wow.
He's watching online back in D.C. Of course, he's with the Trailblazers traveling team.
He didn't go to the movie.
No, he didn't go to the movie. He says Chinese food and courtside, and then he said Adam and Coach Holton are arguably the best-looking duo in sports broadcasting. It's hard to argue with that.
Well, yeah, you had to put that on the air.
And then Jesse Cho wants to know, he says, hey, what trade prospects does Portland have in the pipeline?
I'm not going there.
I'm not going there either, Jesse. You can't ask us that. We don't know. We've got to get inside. You've got to actually send that in a little earlier so we can ask Coach Stotts, and then Coach Stotts is going to say,
No.
I don't know.
No. I want Jesse to just tell us which player out there he wants.
There you go. Shoot us back then, Jesse. Anyways, okay. Michael, this road trip still has 5 games left on it. Tomorrow at Washington, Friday, Boston, and then there's Indiana, Charlotte, and I'm missing another team in there. But there are some winnable games on this road trip. Of these 5 that are remaining, what would suffice you? What would be the best case scenario for you'd be satisfied with? What would you be satisfied with?
My goal was a winning trip, 4-3, so now you're behind the 8-ball a little bit. But it's hard for me to look at the games and handicap them. They're going to beat this team, they're going to lose this team.
Right.
The bottom line is you got to get that first road win, and that's tomorrow night at Washington. And then the way that they win, I think, will be the best way to evaluate the future success on the trip.
Well, 3 of these teams, as you see what's left, 3 of them, you've got 0-12 Washington, 3-11 Cleveland, 6-8 Indiana, a team that, you know, mirrors the Blazers record right now. This is important. I mean, these are some teams that the Blazers can beat. They've already won games on the road, 2 of them, at Sacramento and at Houston.
But I look at matchups, and I look at the Damian Lillard matchup first, not more than I look at the LaMarcus Aldridge matchup. And so I look at Kyrie Irving. I mean, you just go down, and that's how I look at and evaluate.
Yeah, all right. We're going to have one more break, and then we'll wrap things up on this edition of Trailblazers Courtside. Thank you guys for breaking me in so easily, and I'm going to improve on this little shot. I was like a foot away.
Yeah, I need you to stay after and take some shots. Stay after practice.
Back with more Trailblazers Courtside right after this. Oh, and there it is. There is Big John LaCroix, and there's his Chinese food while watching us on his laptop.
Wow.
Technology these days, you'll love it. All right, let's take a look at the crew list for tonight. Senior Vice President of Digital Entertainment, that is Dick Vardonaga. The producer of the show is Adam Willis, director Phil Beard. On graphics, it is Greg St. Martin. On video was Greg St. Martin. Graphics, Kim Anderson. Audio, it is the Oregon State fan, Corey Griffin, who was wearing that duck shirt earlier. Cameras, it is Curry and Buck. Observer, Nick Elliott. What were you gonna say?
No, go ahead.
Engineer Bruce Williams, online coordinator J-Mo, always gives us fist bumps. Justin Moulter, and radio producer, of course, as always, the captain, Rich Patterson. There it is,
the captain's cam.
This is the best part of the show. We saved the best for last, Captain.
Cap is running this thing.
Yes. That's good stuff. All right, Michael. The biggest key to getting that W tomorrow against the Wizards?
I just think it's a good first quarter. I hate to always say a good start, but a good start defensively.
We haven't got off to good starts. It's been rare this year. Is that just a trait of a young team that, you know, they seem to be a resilient team. We've seen them at times learn.
Well, the team shows its character when it gets down.
Right.
Scraps and claws. Developing a winning way before you get down is part of the maturity process.
All right, join Wells Fargo and support the KGW Great Toy Drive by dropping off any new unwrapped toy at any Wells Fargo location now until December 19th. You got any shopping done at all yet?
Zero. Last-minute dude.
Are you one of those?
Oh, I'm the – last minute.
And lastly, we didn't even talk about the boss. Bruce Springsteen's in the house tomorrow.
That's right. Check it out. That's what we'll be doing to Bruce.
We got – the Wizards tomorrow. Hey, thanks so much for watching Trailblazers Courtside, everyone. On behalf of everyone involved with this show, thank you so much. We'll see you again tomorrow night when the Trailblazers take on the Wizards. Have a great Tuesday, everyone.